This is Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish. We're going to visit with David Widmar, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights and one of the authors of AgEconomist.com. David, this week we're going to talk about agriculture and exchange rates. It's complicated, so you guys like to dive into a lot of complicated things when you talk about ag economics, but tell us about exchange rates and how they transfer over to agriculture.
Yeah, Joe, great to join today. Exchange rates are an important background element when we think about global trade, and exports are an important part of U.S. agricultural, especially when we have abundant inventories as we do now. So exports are a key driver to that. So in the background are exchange rates, and exchange rates are the conversions between the foreign buyer's currency and the U.S. dollar. So before buyers can buy soybeans, they have to buy dollars first. So this kind of always in the background, it actually impacts what the cost of commodities are to our international buyers. So what's been going on in the broad economy is the U.S. dollar has been strengthening since late 2012, and it was most noticeable in the fall of 2014. Previously, during the boom in agriculture, the dollar has been weakening or becoming cheaper. This has been an advantage to commodities during the boom era. Now we have some headwinds with a stronger dollar. When we think about the dollar overall, there's some commodity-specific variations. So in the past few years, since 2012, we know that trade-weighted exchange rates have appreciated across the board. But when we look at it by commodity, there's pretty big variations. It's been the biggest appreciation in trade-weighted exchange rate in the livestock, up 25% for pork and 22% for beef. And it's been the smallest in the grains, 8% for soybeans, 10% for wheat.
Well, you've got a graph that folks can look at on the blog at ageconomist.com on the trade-weighted exchange rate. And talk about exchange rates and corn.
Yeah, so when we think about exchange rates for corn, we think about it in the lens of what the U.S. farm price looks like to our international buyers. So when we look at it all relative, back to January 2014, today's corn prices are about 73% of January 2014 prices. When we look at it from our international buyers, we know that that price in Japanese yen is about 76%. When we think about the Chinese yuan, it's 83%. And then in Mexico peso, it's actually 111%. So while U.S. farm prices are lower, they haven't been as low for our international buyers because of the strong dollar. And in fact, the dollar strengthened so much relative to the peso that our big corn buyers to the south have actually seen the price of corn appreciate, become higher in the past few years.
Wrap it up for us, David, and talk about how Brazil figures into these exchange rates.
Yes, so we talked about consumers earlier. Now we're looking at competitors. And what we can say about Brazil is that when U.S. soybean farmers have seen their farm-level prices increase about 75 cents per bushel from January to November of 2016. That's up about 9%. But when we convert those prices to the Brazilian real, which has strengthened, became more expensive in 2016, the Brazilian price equivalent has been a decline of 11%. So Brazilian farmers are getting this this decreasing price signal, while the U.S. farmers have been receiving a positive price signal in 2016.
David Widmar, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. You can read more about it at ageconomist.com on the blog. And if you'd like to hear this program again, go to the podcast page at ruralradio.com. I'm Joe Gangwish.